Well, we have a few more moments together. Just settle as we are. Opening into being. With every breath, there is the possibility of new awakening. As it says in the Quran, truly remembrance is the greatest. With each breath, may we open to the light. The light all around us and within us. Light upon light. being. So we have a while longer to share together. If there's anything anyone else would like to share or question, I'd like to open the space. Yes. Actually, we should maybe use the microphone. Could you? Would you mind coming? Okay, that's.
It's just being recorded, so if you could speak a question into this microphone.
My question is about the Samit dance. And
yes.
Do the dervishes actually bow to each other on that imaginary threshold? Is it part of the dance?
It is part of the ceremony, but it's part of the procession that precedes the whirling. So the ceremony begins with the dervishes walking as we did, with still the black cloak over them. And as they walk actually three times around the Sema hall, and that is in remembrance of the levels of being, of the mineral, vegetable, plant life, and animal. So, and that sense of the opening and unfolding of creation. So in the same way that we bowed, the dervishes bow during that procession when they come to this threshold of moving from the unmanifest to the manifest world, just as we did. And then just the simple bow as we did on the other side of the threshold coming back. So that movement happens, and then at the conclusion of that procession, everyone stands and the black cloaks are removed, and then one stands in this white robe, which is understood to be the shroud of the ego, so that has been purified. And then the whirling begins, and one bows to begin the whirling in front of this end of the hall, which is where the sheikh would be standing. And the sheikh is representing the whole of the tradition back to Mevlana, Muhammad, and that connection back to the divine, that bringing that connection. So the bow happens here when one begins to whirl, but then once one begins whirling, one continues across without stopping until the very end. And then when each portion of the Sema comes to a pause, the dervishes cluster beside each other on the side of the hall, and then when they're walking, they bow as they go across that same threshold. Yes.
How did you find the Mevlevi tradition? Or how did it find you? How were you caught in its net?
Yes, that's a good way to phrase it. It's always a question, where does something begin? One is drawn, each soul has such a journey in this life, but to answer that in some specific, it was really the voice of Mevlana in his poetry that we first opened to, that called us, and following that thread, looking to find what might be of that inspired him. We slowly came into contact with people who were connected with the tradition, and then met our Sheikh Suleiman Dede, who was the Sheikh of Konya at the time, who then came to the United States. And then we went to Turkey to visit him, and began to learn more and more about the tradition, and the whole family expands, and you know, it continues, a continual journey, you know. It's been amazing to us to witness this opening of spirit in connection with this tradition. We also began to then publish translations of Mevlana's work, and when we first began, there was hardly anyone who was aware of it, and then little by little, you know, there's such a sense, you know, as in many of the wonderful Sufi saints whose expressions came forth, you know, that sense of heart and of a human being who can encompass all the realms of existence and share from that deep heart place, that we began to get requests for permissions to use his poetry and, you know, house building manuals, glass blowers, brochures, I mean, all sorts of things that you wouldn't necessarily expect, because there's something, you know, of that that human being who can both worlds. So we got reeled in. Okay. It is a part of the usual practice of a Mevlevi dervish. Those who are drawn to the whirling might learn that form, that particular form of whirling. Some might be drawn to the music and learning the music. There are many aspects within the tradition, but it might be a daily practice for an individual to practice the whirling on their own as a meditation, a worship. And then also, especially at certain times of the year, it might become more of a focus for us, because there is a remembrance day, the wedding day of Mevlana, when he passed into union with his Lord, and it happens to be the 17th of December. So usually around that time, there's an open celebration with the whirling ceremony that then we all prepare for as a community. But traditionally, you know, it might happen at any time. And in the time of Mevlana, there would be times when the friends would gather and he would begin to recite poetry, and the musicians would come, and the whirling would happen, and it might go on for 3 days. So there's also that spontaneity in it as well. So sometimes when we gather, someone might be invited to turn. Other times we might have a simple zikr or conversation. But it is very much a part of the practice of the tradition. Yes. Yes, and actually, it was Shams who really encouraged Mevlana to whirl, and more time was spent in that sharing, in that way of sharing, with others around them as well. It's a very ancient impulse, you know, the sense of whirling, and if you, you know, reflect it, everything in creation really is turning it down to the particle level, you know, in the atoms, this whirling is happening, this turning is always going on. And when we join in with that in a conscious manner, with an awareness, with a meditation and worship, it brings that deep connection, you know, with the source of creation. So Shams was very much encouraging of this as a practice, as a form of worship. And in the sema, the dervish stands once the whirling begins. There's this position where the right hand is receiving and passing through the dervish through the heart, and then the energy is being bestowed into this world. So there is a sense of service, of emptying, continually emptying to open to the presence of the divine and allowing that to come more and more into an open awareness in this realm. Shams has a beautiful phrase he says about the people, the dance of the people of God. I'll find it here somewhere. Just a few phrases. The dance of the people of God is subtle and light. They walk like a leaf on water. On the inside, they are like a mountain. They are weighty like 100,000 mountains. But on the outside, they are as light as straw. And this opening in Sema with so much love, Shams tells a story about a moment when one of the caliphs had forbidden the Sema. And as soon as this one dervish heard that, he became ill. And so ill that he was dying, and they brought a physician, and the physician couldn't figure out what was the matter with him. It was very strange to him. And the dervish died. Later, sometime later, the caliph changed his mind. And he permitted the sema again. And he himself went to a sema gathering where the whirling and the music was happening. And not long after the sema had begun, he looked down and he realized that somehow he'd suddenly become splattered with blood. And he couldn't figure out what had happened. And then he looked at his hand and he realized he had a ring. And suddenly the stone of the ring was no longer there. It had been a red carnelian ring. And here he was with blood. And so he began to inquire about this ring and went to the jeweler that his, person had bought this from. And they traced back, the passage where this stone had come from, back and back, until they came to a physician who said, well, one day he had been caring for someone who was a dervish, and he had died, and they had had to perform an autopsy, and this stone had been in the center of the heart of the dervish. But at that, they realized at that moment when the sema was forbidden, his heart had just stopped. And then when it was permitted again, the blood began to flow. So Shams tells this story of this dervish who so loved the sema. And it's such a, really it's such a natural exuberance. I mean, we see children, just turning naturally in that ecstasy of joy, of being, and there is a sense of when one then moves into that in a worship, in a meditation, there is a centering. And as the dervish is turning, there's continually this chant of Allah, 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 with each turn, that remembrance. And even though the arms are up and the glance is resting to the left, wherever you turn, there is the face of God. So that remembrance is held, and that remembrance in the heart. There's some beautiful prayers that are recited internally. During the Sema, no one speaks. And a silence, an internal remembrance. But at certain points in the whirling, when things pause, the sheikh steps forward and there's a silent prayer that is remembered. The first prayer, O beloved ones, turn here. May Allah give you health. May He make your awareness and your intention sound. May He bring you in readiness to the center of true beginning. And as one moves deeper into the Sema, turn in the circle of true existence. Be in harmony with your capacity, with your created nature. Be in active submission. And further, may Allah grant you total soundness, O travelers, on the way of love. May the Beloved remove the veils from your eyes, that you might see the secrets of your time and of the true center. There's another poem of Mevlana's I'd love to share with you. Something of this sense of the merging of the two worlds. Lover and beloved. With your sweet soul, this soul of mine has merged as water does with wine. Who can part the water from the wine, or me from you when we combine? You have become my greater self. How can smallness limit me? You've taken on my being. How can I not take on yours? Forever you have claimed me, that forever I may know you're mine. Your love has pierced me to the depths, Its ecstasy entwines both bone and nerve. I rest as an A laid upon your lips, as an oud I lie against your breast. Breathe deeply in me that I may sigh. Strike upon my strings and tears glisten. Sweet are my tears and sweet my sighs. Worldly joys I return to the world. You remain in my inmost soul, whose depths the mirrored heavens reflect. O pearl in this mussel shell, O diamond in my darkest mine, in you this honey is dissolved. O milk of life, so mild, so fine, our sweetnesses all merged in you, sweet an infant smiles. You crush me into rose oil, drop by drop, nor do I complain beneath the press. In your sweet pain, pain dissolves, for I, your rose, had this intent. You bade me blossom on your robe, and made me for all eyes your sign. And when you pour me upon this world, it blooms in beauty, fully divine. Perhaps we might close our time together by sharing in the resonance of Hu and breathing together. Bismillah ya Hu. Ooh. and silently within.